WLLP News Talk 95.3 FM, Crestview, Auburn.
Alien abductions.
Abductions.
Government cover-ups. It's all here on John Arthur Live.
Now, live from Pensacola, Florida, here is John Arthur.
Hello, America. Hello, world. The John Arthur Live Radio Show is on the air. We're broadcasting live tonight right here in beautiful Pensacola, Florida. Welcome to another show coming up this hour. Researchers now confirm COVID mRNA vaccines are stimulating cancer growth. My only question, when will the criminal trials start? We'll talk about that. The clown show, of course, continues, as I predicted, as the Senate kills articles of impeachment against Mr. Mayorkas. I hate to tell you, I told you so. But yeah, I told you so. And Joe Biden now, this one's a shocker. Not really. Joe Biden now says he backs Mike Johnson's Ukraine aid plan. Surprise, surprise. They call him MAGA Mike. I'm not sure why. It's utterly bizarre. We'll talk about all this tonight right here on John Arthur Live. Welcome to the show. Well, I want to start off with some data. We haven't done that in a while. But not polling data. This is data looking into the leading causes of death into Americans' lives. Now, I'm not going all gothic and death. I just have some information that will be very enlightening to you, especially if you're vaccinated. A new report today has revealed a real stunner among Americans' leading causes of death. The interesting thing is number four. I mean, it stands out probably more than the rest. But, wow. Number one, heart disease. I wonder how that's happening. The next story will clear that up for you. Number two, cancer. Oh, the next story will clear that up for you. Number three, COVID-19. Oh, the next story will clear that one up for you. So one, two, and three. Oh, I got you covered on that. But what's stunning is what came in fourth. Fourth place among America's leading causes of death, abortion. And abortions from Planned Parenthood. Now, I'm going to try and behave myself tonight. I know that sounds like it can never happen, but I'm going to try. Especially with recent revelations as to what happened there in Arizona. The leading player in the nation's lucrative abortion industry said in its annual 2022 to 2023 report that the corporation ended the lives of nearly 393,000 babies in 1 year. You know, we freak out when 9/11 happened, right? Oh, 3,000 Americans dead. We freak out every time there's a mass shooting at a school where maybe 100 or 200 kids are dead. We freak out that what's going on in Israel with all the Palestinians, the Muslims, dead. But none of that compares to what Planned Parenthood does in a single year. What makes me sick to my stomach about this is this is supported by the Republican Party. Oh, they claim, as we've talked ad nauseum about being pro-life, we're the party of life, right? That's a lie. It's an outright lie. When the state of Arizona banned all abortions, what did two of the most outspoken Republicans, and we're going to use that term loosely tonight, what did they say? Oh, no, no, no. We don't support a total ban on abortion. If you're listening in Arizona and you vote for Carrie Lake, shame on you if you're a Republican, especially if you're a Christian. The other bozo, I've already talked about him till I'm blue in the face. Not even going to say his name tonight. 393,000 babies dead in 1 year. Oh, and that's right. Roe v. Wade was not even in the picture anymore. Figure that one out. Let the states decide. Right? I'm going to tell you, the only presidential candidate that says he will sign a nationwide governmental abortion ban is not a Republican or a Democrat. It's RFK Jr. So if you consider yourself truly pro-life and truly a Christian, you only have one choice in the presidential election. That choice is the man that says he and he alone will ban abortions if a nationwide ban came to his desk. He's the only one now. Look it up. SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Danfelser pointed out the unwelcome significance of that figure. So this is SBA Pro-Life America president saying, this is not good. Okay, well, we know it's not good, but why do you keep supporting Republicans? Why do you keep supporting these people that are liars telling you that they're pro-life and yet they're really not? These are the same people that whenever a state like Iowa or a state like Florida says, we're going to pass a heartbeat bill, and the heartbeat bill is 6 weeks. Once that heartbeat is present, no more. No more thoughts. No more killings. Oh, that's unacceptable. So when these pro-life organizations are supporting candidates in Congress, school board, whatever, or president, that are truly not pro-life, then shame on you as well. But here's what she said. She said, Planned Parenthood's business is abortion. Abortion and more abortion. Their annual report shocks the conscience, showing that they ended up with 393,000 American lives ended in a single year. This puts abortions performed by Planned Parenthood in the top four leading causes of death in the United States after heart disease, cancer, and COVID-19. I gave you the facts. It's true. She continued. Once again, pregnant women who walk into Planned Parenthood are sold an abortion 97% of the time. Rather than helped to keep their child or make an adoption plan, meanwhile, they saw 80,000 fewer patients, provided 60,000 fewer pap tests and breast exams, and even gave out less contraception. She then noted how ordinary Americans are forced by Democrats to subsidize the abortion industry. Okay, so yeah, that's a bad thing with Democrats. But I think it's equally disgusting when Republicrats are criticizing the state of Iowa and Florida for sticking to the true pro-life bills at 6 weeks and not 15 or 16 weeks, which is, again, akin to murder. Again, the person that you're going to vote for, and I'm not naming any names, there are only three at this time because I'm not counting the other two bozos that are polling at like 0.5% somewhere in Harlem and somewhere in California, I guess. But there's only one. There's only one choice, and it's the one you would never think it would be. And his vice president, Nicole Shanahan, said she would never abort an unborn child. Never. I posted that on my X page if you think I'm not telling the truth. So, isn't it ironic that RFK Jr. and Ms. Shanahan, they are the most pro-life team running for president in America? So, when you've been sold a bill of goods that it's the other guy, it's a lie. And he's proven it's a lie with his comments recently. We need to immediately change the law in Arizona. A full abortion ban, it's unacceptable. Really? So not killing unborn babies is unacceptable. Wow. Okay. Again, you vote for that, God's going to ask you about it later. Trust me, he will. This voting for the lesser of the lesser of three evils, that's really actually more evil, it's not going to work in 2024. Just saying. So with that being said, when you look at what happened today, and every, you know, there is every single day that I get ready for my show, and every day it's a new TikTok star that dies at the age of 25. I think the one today was 27. And they gave no cause of death except that it was suddenly. And we know what it is. So I get another one today. There was actually more than one today. Today, a story off the U.S. Sun, the tragic death of A.J. Simon, dead at 25. Tributes are being paid to the top NFL draft 2024 prospect after a sudden death announcement. This is a college player that was entering the draft, scheduled to take place in Detroit between the 25th and 27th, next week. Okay, so he's dead. I have stated to you multiple times that most colleges and universities are still, even today, mandating their pro athletes, college athletes that will become pro, that they must be vaccinated, that they must be up to date with their booster shots of mRNA. Do I know that A.J. Simon died from the shots? No, I don't know. I can only speculate, especially because it says Simon died unexpectedly today, on Wednesday, the University of Albany announcing this afternoon. I mean, I have so many alerts on this computer when I get ready to do the show that every single day somebody is dying suddenly. And the news media is so afraid to tell you that they died from the mRNA vaccine that I know that when there's no cause of death, it's either murder and there's an investigation going on and they mention there's an investigation, or it's probably the vaccine because they never say what it was. It's just died unexpectedly. Again, a TikTok star died yesterday at 25, today at 27. Yesterday a female, today a male. And both of them said just died suddenly. And I'm not laughing. It boggles my mind that the news media will not cover this. There are very few. And then when RFK Jr. talks about it, he's a conspiracy theorist. His own family, the Democrat Kennedys, they are so pro-vaccine, they're sickened by RFK telling the truth. It boggles my mind. Because, again, it's a clear sign of the times. When you tell the truth, you go up against the pharmaceutical companies. They either want to kill you, or they try and make you seem like you're some kind of right-wing extremist psychopath. Oh, by the way, while we were on the subject of presidential candidates, guess what candidate is the only one who doesn't support the vaccine? The only one. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the only one who's brave enough to tell you that people are dying from this. And I've got I got the goods here in a second. I've got the proof that no one on radio will tell you, because they're all afraid. I'm not afraid. So, you know, condolences to the family of AJ Simon. If indeed the vaccine killed AJ Simon at 25 years old, which is very young, I would hope and pray that the family would speak out and tell the truth, because most times they don't, which is sad, because this is genocide. It's going on every day. So the story tonight, and this did not come from mainstream media, because if it did, the person that released it would be fired, kind of like the protesters at Google that were protesting Israel. They all, guess what? They were Google employees, and they got the cops called on their own employees. That Google had their own employees arrested. Wow. Unacceptable. Not surprising, though. So the headline, confirmed. Researchers reveal COVID mRNA vaccines contain a component that suppresses the immune system and stimulates cancer growth. Who's been telling you that since 2021? I have. Where did I get my information? From my Surgeon General, Dr. Latipo, and multiple other true doctors with bravery in their gene system, like Dr. McCullough and others. But here's the story. A comprehensive review by an international consortium of scientists who are obviously brave, praise the Lord. They're raising concerns today about the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine's safety profile. Are you serious? I thought they were safe and effective. That's what I've been told since 2020. And still being told that by the two old geriatrics. But I digress. Articles are now summaries of current research. They also sometimes call literature reviews or secondary sources. But the review is entitled Friend or Foe of Cancer. It's published by Science Direct, by the way, in case you think I'm making the story up. It delves into the potential implications of a vaccine ingredient, N-T-methylsidurion. Hopefully I didn't butcher that too bad. But that ingredient is playing a role in immune suppression and cancer proliferation. And guess what? It's in biotech's, Pfizer's mRNA vaccines. Incorporated into Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. That's a fact. So wait a second. What you're telling me, John, is this vaccine ingredient is making your immune system weak and causing cancer to grow in you. That's a fact. Why do you think there's so many 25-year-olds who are all gung-ho and liberal? Oh, both of the last two candidates for president said that it was safe and effective, and we listened to them, and we've taken all the vaccines we can get, and now we're sick all the time with, quote, long COVID. And now they're dying. It harkens back to the story. It's been about a month or two ago where we had the doctor that said 2024 is the year where you are going to see young people dying in droves. Just mass deaths. It's starting. Every day I get ready for my show, there's not a day that goes by that somebody, and I'm sure there are more, these are just people in the limelight that are dying. Football players, TikTok folks, Instagram models, or whatever. I'm going to flat out tell you, and I'm not going to just blame this on Dr. Fauci like Rand Paul does. I'm going to blame this on the United States government. I'm going to blame this on everyone who promoted this. The pharmaceutical companies, Moderna, Pfizer, all of them, AstraZeneca. They are guilty in the deaths of not only Americans, but citizens worldwide. There has to be an investigation into how this got started, who started this, and we need trials. We need them in prison immediately. Oh my God, John, aren't you afraid somebody's going to find you at the radio station and kill you? Well, come on and try. If you think you could, if you think you're man enough, and you're that evil that you want to tackle with God, then come on by.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses, bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is, speculation, not truth. This book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon.
WXCI 95.3, God, Guns, and Guts. News Talk Radio, serving Crestview, Florida, USA.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
We will be standing our ground. We'll be holding that line. We are not going to back down. We have only begun to fight.
Broadcasting live from his worldwide command center in Pensacola, Florida, John Arthur is fighting the forces of the New World Order. Once again, here is John Arthur.
We are facing the New World Order right in line with biblical prophecy, and we're facing and taking on the New World Order straight on, my friends. Welcome back to segment number two of the John Arthur Live Radio Show. You know, what comes to mind is absent from the body is in the presence of God. I have no fear. I'm going to leave it at that. Now, I'm going to move on because I have a lot of stories tonight. The biggest one that stands out to me, and let me read the headline, and some of you, especially some of you Republicans, will be shaking your head. But you only have your party to blame. That's it. Joe Biden backs Mike Johnson's Ukraine aid plan, urging Democrats to get on board with Mike Johnson, says he will sign into law immediately. So Mike Johnson's plan is Biden's plan. Wait a second. I thought Mike Johnson was the hand-picked Republican candidate for Speaker of the House. He was. Didn't Mike Johnson just go to Mar-a-Lago last week? He did. You try and sell me a bill of goods that there's not a uniparty, okay, with your guy involved, because it's true. You don't want to think it's true. You want to think that there's good versus evil. It's all a witch hunt. Oh, my God. I mean, Monty Python couldn't have produced better comedy than this, because it's a joke. It's a bad joke, but it's a joke. It is. Two hand-picked candidates, hand-picked by the elitists, with no debating, and that's what you have to choose from. No, guess what? I want door number three, because he will sign a nationwide abortion ban, and he wants to make America nice again. And by the way, he put out a new commercial today saying he will close the border. Just saying. Oh, but he's a conspiracy theorist, and he would stop the mRNA shots. Well, praise the Lord. Grow a brain and support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Seriously. But here's the story that just makes my head just shake and think, what in the world are you thinking? Joe Biden, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and the RINOs are all colluding on an aid package for Ukraine. I wouldn't give Zelensky one red cent ever again. Zelensky, fight your own battles. You're already getting money from other countries. The U.S. is out. If I'm in charge, peace out. No, I'm not supporting Russia either. I don't support either one of those countries. Vladimir the Ruthless Putin is a madman. Zelensky is some psychopath homosexual. But here's the story. The $95 billion. Why is it every time I mention that we're giving money to these countries, it's in the billions that we don't have? And why is our border still open, Mike Johnson? Oh, but surely Mike Johnson's got something in this bill to start sealing our border. No, because he's listening to your candidate. The guy keeps falling asleep in court. He's listening to him, the other sleepy guy. Again, I feel like I'm watching British comedies. But unfortunately, it's the United States government. The $95 billion package provides $60.84 billion to Ukraine. $23.2 billion for weapons and stocks and facilities. It also provides aid to Israel, along with reportedly Palestine as well. So I guess, you know what? We're the Red Cross of the world. You have an ailing country that's been blown up by somebody? We'll give you billions. We'll sell out the entire future of all the generations that will come as Americans, if we even have a country anymore. You know, that the movie Civil War is, I think, becoming more and more relevant daily, kind of like Children of Men and 1984 and V for Vendetta. It's all coming to pass. It really is. Representative Thomas Massie responding. He also, like I said last night, he announced that they're going to co-sponsor a motion to vacate the chair. The sick thing is, all of them, including Massie, including Chip Roy, including all of the Republicans, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, they all wanted Mike Johnson. Well, guess what? You put him in there because your guy endorsed him and just met with him last week, and you guys are putting up with this garbage. But you did it. You can't say, oh, this is the rhinos. This is the fault of all of the Republicans who aren't supporting what we do, making America great again. No, you did it. You, Matt Gaetz, did this. You, Marjorie Taylor Greene, did this. Now you want to undo it. You can't keep doing this. What is your deal? I just put my hands up. So anyway, again, Joe Biden, excited about Mike Johnson's Ukraine $95 billion package, says he'll sign it immediately. Just send it to him. As, of course, Thomas Massie says, Speaker Johnson's not equipped for the job. I agree. He's not. But again, you guys put him there. Blame yourselves. I do have some information that I got just before I was going on the air tonight. And this explains a lot. Mike Johnson's top policy advisor is a former lobbyist with corporate interests in the Ukraine war. Probably BlackRock, for all I know. But the inside story of Mike Johnson, the flip-flopper on Ukraine, starts with his top policy advisor, a former lobbyist whose clients include a number of major companies who have issued corporate statements indicating interest in the war. So, wow. So, again, these corporate interests, these lobbyists are pulling the strings. So your guy, he's not pulling the strings, unless he's part of pulling the strings, which I believe he is. But there you go. His top policy advisor. Yeah, we got to keep sending billions to Ukraine. What the... Okay, so last night, I told you that today there would be articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas. And I flat out told you on last night's show, if you don't believe me, go back and listen to the rebroadcast on Rumble. I told you it would be nothing but a clown show, that nothing would be accomplished, and there would be no trial. Fast forward 24 hours later to now, Breaking news. The Senate kills articles of impeachment against Open Borders Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Breaking 227 years of congressional history. Leave it to 2024 to just say, you know what? Nothing matters anymore. Congressional history, out the window. Debating in the presidential contest, out the window. Everything's out the window. Still need more proof that we're living in the end times? Because we are. Now, think about this. This is the same guy. The same guy who cannot tell you how to stop illegal aliens from voting. Oh, did I say the word illegal alien? Oh, my God. How dare I cross Big Brother? After the revelation of flyers at a Mexican shelter reminding unlawful border crossers to vote for Joe Biden, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas couldn't tell Congress yesterday how his department could safeguard U.S. elections from illegal voting by illegal aliens. It's clear. This is part of the plan. We know it's part of the plan. But the other side, they're working with Joe Biden. Oh, send me that Ukraine $95 billion bill. I'll sign it into law. God bless you, Mike Johnson. Mayorkas told the House Homeland Security Committee yesterday, "We do not oversee the election enrollment process. What we do is enforce our borders." So that's why the House impeached Mayorkas in February, right? Because he was enforcing our borders? No, it was the failure to enforce border laws. And what does the Senate do? What did you do, Mitch McConnell? You did nothing. Nothing at all. Shame on all of you. Again, I shake my head. Let me give you a positive story, because my brain is about to explode with the madness outside of the state of Florida. So I see this headline this afternoon. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill to ensure that students learn the truth about communism. Oh, you and your Florida and your Ron DeSantis. You and your perfect state and your perfect government. I mean, I sense it. Don't hate the messenger. It's not my fault that I have the greatest governor in America. It's not my fault that he actually knows how to govern. But the Republican Party decided that the best governor should be attacked verbally, called names, and then pretty much spit on and not debated against. I mean, he won every debate. He even debated the moron from California and slaughtered him as well. But your candidate decided, well, I'm going to stay away from the sanctimonious. Okay, well, enjoy your trial. That's all I can tell you. But here's the story. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill today ensuring that Florida students here in the Sunshine State learn about the truth of communism, building upon past efforts of the Florida State Legislature to shine a light on the atrocities of the ideology. I mean, you can look to California and Illinois and Pennsylvania and New York and Massachusetts and New Jersey. They're teaching you diversity, equity, and inclusion. I saw a meme the other day. It says, Mommy, what does DEI stand for? And the mom says, didn't earn it. So that's what you're learning about in your schools. We're teaching you that communism is bad. That diversity, equity, and inclusion is not earning it. About freedom and about not taking COVID vaccines and dying at 25. It's like Idiocracy. It's like the only state in America that's really truly operating like it is 1950 under Eisenhower is the state of Florida. Now, kudos to Louisiana with their new Republican governor. They seem like they're actually starting to get on board and do the right thing. Texas is a mess. Alabama's a mess with grandma. Mississippi is corrupt as all get out. Georgia has the World Economic Forum governor. What do you expect? So I look around and I think, Florida is the only state in America that has their act together. This was the red wave. And it continues. The hero of the night tonight, again, for the 1,000th time, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. God bless you, sir. Thank you for caring about Floridians. I do have a feel-good story, believe it or not, out of Southern California. And I know that sounds shocking, but it's true. I looked far and wide to find a story out of Orange County, California. But I love this. I do. California is not totally lost, believe it or not. It's just your politicians are insane. Stop voting for them. A Newport Coast homeowner, and this was yesterday, opened fire on an armed home invader, prompting a huge police response. Yeah, they're not used to actually, I guess, people defending their own property in California. Here in Florida, you'd get a kudos from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff. I mean, I saw a video the other day. He said, please do us a favor and kill somebody if they come in your house. I'm like, that's my kind of sheriff. Thank you, sir. Maybe I'll start including that audio. I'm gonna have to find that audio. We'll incorporate that in the show. But Newport Beach police received a 911 call from a Northport Coast resident at 4:45 a.m. regarding a home invasion in an exclusive neighborhood in Pelican Heights. Two women, one man, and a juvenile, obviously a family, inside the home at the time of the invasion. No one was injured. You know why? Because the homeowner was packing. Well, the homeowner inside the multi-million dollar home was able to shoot one of the two home invaders. Police found the one suspect lying in the street next to a handgun, suffering from gunshot wounds. I told you this is a feel-good story. I have no empathy for anyone breaking in anyone's house. None. The Orange County Sheriff's Department SWAT team was also on the scene. See, oh my God, there was a gunshot. We better go find out what's going on. This never happens. No one has guns here. Well, obviously they do. The second suspect was located in the bushes. What made me laugh is the second suspect, he killed himself, which is even weirder. The second suspect, located in the bushes nearby with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his head. He's deceased. Oh my God, we didn't get away with it. I'm just going to kill myself. What kind of criminal is that? You just kill yourself because you botched a robbery? They just don't make criminals like they used to, right? But according to police, the home invasion was not random. The homeowner and the home invasion suspects knew each other. No details about their connection were released to the public. The interesting thing about this, and sometimes you would think that, especially in a blue state like California, that there would be no praise for the homeowner. And usually the homeowner would go to jail. But Newport Beach Mayor Will O'Neill praised the homeowner for protecting his property and protecting his family. Obviously, God bless this mayor. He said, "I can tell you right now, if you come into Newport Beach to commit a crime, we will defend ourselves. And today is an example of that." God bless you, Mayor Will O'Neill. Seriously. In California, believe it or not. Police said Tuesday's invasion was not connected to South American gangs and theft rings that have targeted homes in Orange County. But if you want to see the story, it's off Fox 11 out of Los Angeles. Now, those were two feel-good stories, one out of California, one out of Florida. I'm almost glad that we're almost out of time. And when I say that, it's because there were so many stories today that were so despicable in the United States of America. And let me just read you some of the headlines. Woman stabs a one-year-old child in a stroller in front of his parents on a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania street. So some random woman stabs a little one-year-old child on the streets of Philadelphia. You know, last night we talked about the high school student slapping the teacher in the face, calling her bad words. Well, today the North Carolina Beat actually identified the youth. I don't know if they meant to, but it's Aquavius Quavo Hickman. And the picture of this bozo, this is your typical gang member. Even in the picture, shooting gang signs. This is a guy that belongs in prison in North Carolina. This is a guy that is an utter scumbag from Hades. But his update in the news. And it just went on and on and on. And just seeing all of these stories, it was, again, very disturbing. I did also see a story of a Jewish rabbi making the statement today that Israel will still be protected by God despite attacks by Iran. And I truly believe that as well. Some of you may be anti-Israel or anti-Palestine. I have really no love for either one, but I still believe that God will protect Israel. And so far, so good. You know, again, this world is imploding. I tell you tonight, again, turn to Jesus while you still can. That's the most important thing you'll ever do in this life. All right, folks, thanks for listening tonight. God bless you. God bless America. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Been listening to John Arthur Live. Thanks for listening to the very best in Christian patriotic news talk radio right here on John Arthur Live.